Hello, everyone. I'm Pat Norman, here with Paulette Williams-Thomas, and we welcome you to the September 11th, 2025 episode of FreePod. Now, let's see what's happening in our community. Freeport's downtown Pocket Park plans have entered a new phase of expansion thanks to the generous support of longtime community advocate Marianne Garvins. Located in the heart of downtown Freeport, the Pocket Park, originally planned for 15 West Stevenson Street, was first announced in June with the impetus of a T-Mobile hometown grant. Plans included a patio and green space for community use. Thanks to Mrs. Garvin's contribution, the park will now double in size, providing the potential for new amenities and opportunities. Garvin's believes that the historical integrity of downtown Freeport and the importance of remembering the contributions of previous building owners and entrepreneurs is important. The Pocket Park will be named Karcher Block Pocket Park in remembrance of the building that once stood in this space. John H. Karcher and Louis Karcher were among the first to purchase land for development in downtown Freeport. John's daughter-in-law, Luella Karcher, was known as Mrs. Garden Club and was integral in establishing three garden clubs in Freeport, as well as the Garden Club of Illinois. The park will honor her favorite floral variety, the iris, with many planted in the design. Construction on the Karcher Block Pocket Park kicks off with a groundbreaking ceremony honoring the contribution of Garvin's on Tuesday, September 23rd at 10 o'clock a.m., to which the public is invited. Construction will be completed in 2026.
Highlands Adult Education Program recently faced a budget scramble as the new fiscal year was about to begin. The program, like the rest of the HCC offerings, is funded with local, state, and federal funds. Both state and federal funds flow through the Illinois Community College Board and enable the vitally important GED and ESL, or English as a Second Language programs, to continue operating without charge to students. However, due to federal budget uncertainties, Highland was instructed to revise previously submitted budgets and remove the federal funds. This budget revision necessitated class, program, and staff cuts as planning for the new school year was already underway. Fortunately, the federal program funding was eventually restored, which will allow the college to gradually add back GED and ESL classes, which had been cut due to the lack of federal funds. For more information, contact Adult Education Director Rachel Field Doust at 815-599-3455.
On Friday, September 19th, the Freeport Art Museum and the City of Freeport will host a downtown walk featuring the new sculptures that are being installed throughout the downtown area. Next week's in-depth interview with Jessica Modica, Executive Director of the Freeport Art Museum, provides more information about these downtown art installations, and we will have a more detailed article in next week's FreePod. But we wanted to give everyone a heads up to get that on your calendar. We are looking forward to it.
Days before the Northwest Illinois Air Show was set to take off, organizers canceled the event, which was planned for next Saturday, September 20th, at Albertus Airport. A message on the air show's website says the event was canceled due to unforeseen health issues impacting the event's promoter. The air show organizers are working to reimburse those who have already purchased tickets and will post an update when they have more information, from their ticketing service.
Every year, FHN offers many opportunities for sports physicals, which are required for participation in high school sports in the area schools. The complete $25 fee for each physical was donated back to the schools by FHN, which hosted the physicals at clinics at FHN offices across Northwest Illinois. The clinics, held throughout the spring and summer, provided 554 physicals and generated more than $13,000 to 11 area schools. Freeport School District 145 received $3,775 of that total. Providers who donated their time included Dr. Clarence Parks, Dr. Justin Young, Dr. Jeffrey Schleich, Dr. Drew Johnson, Dr. Zachary Fulton, and nurse practitioners April Jessen and Tamisha Bonvillian. FHN encourages families to consult their primary care, orthopedic, podiatry, and rehab professionals for sports injury needs, and wishes good luck to area athletes as they begin their sports seasons. For more information about sports medicine and other services available at FHN, visit FHN.org.
The Freeport School District Department of Student and Family Engagement is sponsoring its fourth annual Community Resource and Wellness Fair next Thursday, September 18th, from 6 o'clock to 7:30 p.m. The theme for this year, in recognition of Suicide Prevention Month, is Saving Lives with Boots on the Ground. And attendees are encouraged to celebrate country western style by wearing their favorite cowboy boots, hats, and gear. A free light meal with dessert will be provided for families who attend the event. There will be activities for children who attend with their parents, including a bubble maker, bounce house, face painting, a coloring station, shooting baskets into an inflatable basketball rim, and much more. There will also be a DJ and a 360-degree photo booth. The event will take place at Freeport Middle School at 701 West Empire Street in the cafeteria and back lawn area of the school.
On Sunday, September 14th, the public is invited to celebrate National Hispanic Heritage Month at the Jehovah Nisi Church at 1421 West Galena Avenue in Freeport, next to the Big Apple Restaurant, from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. This fun day will be filled with music, special beverages, and delicious treats from the Dominican Republic, Honduras, Colombia, Mexico, Guatemala, Puerto Rico, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Venezuela, and Costa Rica. This year, the theme for National Hispanic Heritage Month is Collective Heritage, Honoring the Past, Inspiring the Future, and is intended to recognize the rich cultural traditions of the Hispanic community while also looking forward to the creativity and promise of future generations. For more information, call the event's organizers at 815-505-5415. That's 815-505-5415.
Next Thursday, September 18th, the Senior Resource Center and the University of Illinois Extension are teaming up for a presentation about the importance of protein and physical activity as we age. The event is scheduled for 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. at the Senior Resource Center in Freeport. The program will review how aging impacts muscle health, key nutrition tips, and lifestyle strategies to help people stay strong and independent. University of Illinois Extension nutrition and wellness educator Diane Reinhold will cover proper nutrition, particularly adequate protein intake, and regular physical activity that can slow the rate of muscle loss and support bone health, metabolism, and blood sugar control. There is a $5 fee for the event, and attendees can register at extension.illinois.edu/events.
In other news that includes the University of Illinois Extension, the Stevenson County Farm Bureau is hosting a Sourdough 101 class on Tuesday, September 23rd from 6 to 7 p.m. Diane Reinhold, the Extension Educator in Nutrition and Wellness, who is leading the program at the Senior Resource Center we just talked about, will also be leading this session. She will review the science of sourdough, its benefits, how to develop a starter dough, how to maintain it, and provide plenty of tips in her bread how-to discussion. This class is limited to 25 participants, and there is no charge to attend. Due to limited space, however, reservations must be made by Wednesday, September 17th. The class will be held at the Stevenson County Farm Bureau. If you are interested, please call the office at 815-232-3186 for more information and to reserve your space.
This Saturday, September 13th, is the annual Bruce Nielsen Memorial Car Show at the Friends Forever Humane Society at 966 Rudy Road, just south of Freeport. The event runs from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. and includes a lot more than cars, an open house throughout the shelter, music, food, a silent auction, and working dog demonstrations by the High Flying Huskies and Police K-9 Unit, as well as others, are just a few of the fun activities that are planned. There is no admission fee for spectators, and there will be lots of furry friends waiting to greet everyone.
Do you feel the need for a little more balance in your life? The Freeport Park District is here to help. Find your balance, inside and out, at Tai Chi classes that are just beginning on Monday nights from 5:30 to 6:45 p.m. through the end of October. Tai Chi is the gentle art of movement that builds strength, focus, and calm that's perfect for all ages and fitness levels. Register by calling the Park District at 815-235-6114 or go online at www.freeportparkdistrict.org and find the class by searching for Tai Chi. Come as you are and leave feeling centered.
According to the Stevenson County Farm Bureau, there are a lot of things involved with the start of school that depend on farmers and the agricultural industry overall. Many of these things we don't even think about. As school begins, here are just a few examples of how agricultural efforts contribute to school success outside of providing nutritious food for school lunches. The average American owns 7 pairs of jeans made from cotton. There are 150 yards of cotton in a regulation baseball. California cedar trees provide the most used wood in making pencils and notebooks. Hand sanitizer can be made with the alcohol produced from Illinois corn. Illinois wheat is used for chocolate chip cookies. Illinois specialty growers produce apples, and Prairie Farms dairy farmers provide thousands of half pints of milk. Whether or not your family has students getting started in a new school year, we all have lots of reasons to be proud to be part of a rural community with a strong agricultural presence. Happy fall, y'all.
As we look at the week ahead, we hope you will stop by the open house at the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at FHN Memorial Hospital on Saturday, September 13th from 4 until 7 p.m. to appreciate both the technology and personal touch in cancer care that this important part of FHN has provided for 30 years. Meet providers and staff, as well as cancer survivors and their families. Tour the state-of-the-art cancer treatment facility and enjoy heavy hors d'oeuvres and beverages. The event is free to the public and no registration is needed. And if you're hungry tomorrow or Saturday, the Cub Foods Brat Stand this weekend will be run by supporters of the Emmanuel Lutheran School Boosters Club. They'll be there both Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. to serve up brats, burgers, hot dogs, and ribeye sandwiches. As always, don't forget the farmers market tomorrow morning, both in downtown Freeport and near Higher Grounds on the south edge of the city, as well as in Lena. The Stevenson County Farmers Market in downtown Freeport is continuing to collect donations for the Freeport Salvation Army Food Pantry. While food donations of any type are welcome, the market is focusing attention on providing local produce for the pantry. The Freeport School District Garden also wants to remind everyone that while they're not at the farmers market, their fresh produce stand on the southwest corner of Locust and Empire Streets at the soccer fields is well stocked. They offer freshly picked fruits, veggies, and eggs on a self-service basis. In a recent in-depth interview, we featured the owner of AutoSmart, the new classic car business in the former location of the Stevenson County Convention and Business Bureau, on Route 20 just east of Freeport, and they are hosting their last cruise-in of the season this Saturday, September 13th, from 5 until 8 p.m. The public is invited to enjoy a wide variety of classic vehicles in celebration of movie cars, which is the theme of the event. All vehicles are welcome, and there is no charge for spectators. And of course, be sure that Brewfest is on your calendar for Saturday, September 27th. This very popular annual event, hosted by the Greater Freeport Partnership, lets attendees enjoy a variety of local beers, as well as an entire afternoon of fun and entertainment to celebrate the season. Tickets are already available online at www.greaterfreeport.com. Just search on Brewfest to get yours today. If you are looking for something to do this weekend or any weekend, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at www.greaterfreeport.com and click on Weekly Events for a comprehensive listing of many more entertainment and dining events and activities throughout Stevenson County. You can also subscribe to the City of Freeport's monthly newsletter at their website, www.cityoffreeport.org. We have links to both in the print version of FreePod episodes.
In closing, if you haven't already done so, be sure to listen to this week's in-depth interview with FreePod host Alan Wenzel, visiting with Rissa Tyler, director of the FHN Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center, about their 30th anniversary providing cancer care for the Freeport area. The interview is available online and can be listened to anytime. Next Tuesday's interview features Jessica Modica, executive director of the Freeport Art Museum, as she discusses the sculptures being installed in downtown Freeport and the upcoming sculpture walk. This pod will post at noon on Tuesday, September 16th, and be available to listen to then or at any other time after. Just head to our website or your favorite podcast platform to select the programs of your choice. When listening on your favorite podcast platform, please like or follow us. This helps us to move up in the rankings of podcasts and enables us to better promote ourselves throughout the region. On Facebook, also please click on like, as the algorithms there also depend on user input to help us increase our presence. As always, FreePod couldn't come to you without the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College and our community liaisons and reporters. Thank you, Team FreePod. You can always find us on our Facebook page or the website of our national public radio partner, WNIJ in DeKalb, at www.northernpublicradio.org. For more info, including how to make a tax-deductible contribution to support our work, visit our website at www.freepod.org. With that, time's up for this week. Tune in again next Thursday at noon or anytime after that on our website or your favorite podcast platform for more about what's happening in Freeport. Have a great weekend, and thank you for listening.